Earlier this evening at Daly Plaza was a celebration, commemoration of the 30th anniversary of the unveiling of the Picasso statue, Pablo Picasso's gift to Chicago. That was 30 years ago on this August afternoon. I recall it so well because I was there with a tape recorder asking the people assembled what they thought of the statue. Perhaps I should set the scene first. It is not yet unveiled. There's a cover, there's a sheet over the statue. It's a big event. Mayor Daley, the elder Mayor Daley, is there. William Hartman introduces the program itself. William Hartman is an architect in Chicago who was responsible for it being here. He visited where Picasso was in France and persuaded him to give this gift to Chicago. He was the first speaker. Mayor Daley was the second speaker. And Gwendolyn Brooks, our poet laureate, read a poem. And then the statue was unveiled. And the members of the audience were Chicago, old people sitting on the bench taking the sun. Young couples were there, people who had brown bagged it earlier in the day. City employees, because the mayor suggested many city employees attend this cultural event. And so it was jammed, you might say, with Chicago, from the bungalows, the projects, everywhere. I had a tape recorder and was going round and about asking various people their opinions. So I should point out, as soon as it was unveiled, there was silence. There were quizzical looks on the part of Pete. They were wondering, what was it? And there was a puzzlement, at the same time a curiosity, at the same time there was wonder. Suppose we hear their voices. The first is that of Bill Hartman, and then you'll hear voices of Chicagoans. And the answers are strictly, the reaction strictly, purely Chicago.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Picasso is more than Chicago's monument. As James Johnson Sweeney, director of the Houston Museum of Fine Arts, has said, it is something in which the whole nation can take pride.
Have you seen the statue?
I've seen the statue.
What do you think?
Well, I think the statue, one has to be a little bit educated in the art of knowing what art is about, just like music, to be able to fully appreciate it. At first glance, it looks rather grotesque. I think after you get used to it a little bit, just like a nice painting, you begin to understand the lines. So that I think Chicago will become a little bit more mature. And
sir, why are you here, sir? Why are you here?
I'm running a baton contest.
Huh?
I'm running a baton contest. Baton?
Oh, a baton contest. I beg your pardon.
Well, I believe that I'd rather have something that, a statue that did something for humanity. Like Manicure, she did something for cancer. You get something like this, 99% of people don't know what that resembles. And it costs quite a bit of money, and
the artist thought for a moment and then replied very simply.
Have you seen what it is? Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it, but everybody called it a bird. What kind of a bird? I don't know what it's all about. So I'm distinguished to see. I'd like to see what it looks like anyway.
Picasso is no stranger to poets.
This is William Hartman talking.
Jean Cocteau, Paul Valéry, Guillaume Apollinaire, Max Jacob were all his intimate friends. Gertrude Stein, in a way, was almost the first to appreciate his genius. I believe that poets understand Picasso probably better than anyone else.
Looks like what it's supposed to look like, the woman.
The woman? What do you think it looks like?
You could say it looks like a profile of a woman. However, it does look like rust. We hope it'll work out.
I think it looks like a woman of justice, perhaps. Maybe it has something to do with the building that...
A woman of justice, you say?
Yes, it could be a woman who represents justice for all.
What do you think it looks like?
I can't tell you why she's here.
No, what tell me what you think it looks like.
Huh?
What do you think it looks
like? I think it looks like the pelvic structure of some prehistoric monster or a horror's dream, nightmare.
Early in this story, in this Picasso story, I asked Mayor Daly for a picture of himself suitably inscribed to take to Bougin. I presented it to Picasso, who much appreciated this personal contact with Chicago's mayor. In fact, at nearly every visit, I am asked the question, is Mayor Daly still mayor? Happily, that question always has had an easy answer. I can't imagine a time when it will not be answered affirmatively. A telegram has been received just as we were coming to the platform, which I would like to read to you. It is from Lyndon Baines Johnson and the White House. To the Honorable Richard J. Daley, Mayor of Chicago, please accept my warm congratulations on another historic first for the City Beautiful. Your new Civic Center Plaza, with its unique and monumental sculpture by one of the acknowledged geniuses of modern art, is a fitting addition to a city famous for its creative vitality. Chicago, which gave the world its first skyscraper, and America some of our greatest artists and poets, has long recognized that art, beauty, and open space are essential and proper elements in urban living. You have demonstrated once again that Chicago is a city second to none.
A woman, yes. Definitely, now it makes some sense. When at first, you know, when I had no idea what it was, I didn't think too much of it. But now I like the idea of a woman being placed at the Civic Center. It seems like the woman has to do with everything in life. And this has to do with the good things in life. This is a Civic Center, and the goodness is a woman. That's my idea.
What do you think it looks like?
Something that I was eating pickles and ice cream and things for dinner, and I dreamed it. Looks like the breakup of a hard winter.
I have no idea. It'll be a conversation piece, though, in about 10 years. Wouldn't you think so?
Kind of weird, though. I don't know. I really don't know.
It seems to me like a sort of art, but it's very hard to understand what it means, what it represents. I can say in modern art, it is something what supposed to be revealed in front of public opinion. I would like to hear from Mr. Picasso what he means about this art, and maybe he can explain us the best what it represents.
Well, from this angle, it looks like a lady. Look from this way. See? Look. Look over that way. See the profile? It looks like a lady, like the profile of a lady from this. In other words, Cleopatra, in a sense. Looks like it. Right?
The mayor is going to speak, and we'll have an unveiling. And I would like everyone to remain after the unveiling for the benediction. We don't want to forget the benediction. Mr. Mayor, it is now my pleasant duty now to turn over to you the Chicago Picasso for its dedication and unveiling. Our sculpture is impatiently awaiting the removal of its wraps, so that it may finally join the Chicago scene. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Daley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bill Hartman, Lieutenant Governor Shapiro, Mrs. Shapiro,
distinguished clergy, Chief Judge John Boyle, Mr. Stevens, Ms. Brooks, fellow Chicagoans, I am very happy that you have come today to participate in dedicating the Chicago Picasso. It's an occasion we've all been anticipating, the dedication of this great gift to our city by the world-renowned artist Pablo Picasso.
Why do you want to know it?
What is
do you
that?
Want to know my opinion?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so. My opinion is not so important.
Looks like a woman's head.
A woman's head?
It's like Picasso's woman's head.
What do you mean by that?
It looks like a Picasso.
Is this the front of the statue? Is this the front view?
I don't know. I guess so. What do you think what does it look like to you?
Say, you look familiar to me.
Oh.
I don't understand abstract art.
What does that look like to you, first right off the bat?
A heart.
A heart.
Yeah, I'd say a heart, yeah. It does.
But it's supposed to be a woman's face, I understand. It's supposed to be a woman's face, isn't it? Say, you're better looking in person than...
Well, from an art student point of view, I think it's very feminine. I like
think it is.
A big mass of iron is all. What does it represent? It's a terrible looking thing as far as I'm concerned.
I just feel that a lot of people find it hard to appreciate something like that for a lack of association with that type of art.
Does it look like a...
I think it looks kind of like a big butterfly or something with wings. I don't know what it looks like.
It's a mystery, whatever the look is. I haven't saw the front of it.
What do you think of it?
If everyone would stand about 10 feet that way, they'd see that it was the head of a woman and all their theories would be shot. Really.
Say what?
Stand about 20 feet this way.
Come here.
Well, I think I'm too close. I'll try to see from upstairs, but I'm going to go out and look, give it a good look. Then I can tell you more about it.
Well, let's say that I think it's a very welcome addition to Chicago. I recognize Mr. Picasso as the outstanding artist in the world. I want to accept him as good faith. There are people who say that we are being spoofed. As a lawyer, though, I would venture another remark. But we have a doctrine called the attractive nuisance doctrine, which excuses what would otherwise be contributory negligence on the part of the person who's hurt, you know? Now, if you look at that thing and you realize the height of the slope on top and the propensity of children who will play on it, and it will not be guarded, I have, and I hope not, that some child may fall, you see, and be hurt, and the county may be sued, and under the present trend, there's no longer governmental immunity. Then we'll have a new doctrine, the doctrine of unattractive nuisance.
But I think it is. I think it's a politician that's got so many faces, don't you?
We who are here, and the untold millions who will come to see it from the Middle West, the nation, and the world, will behold it in the light of individual understanding and appreciation. The opportunity to be selected, the unlimited freedom of choice in every aspect of living. This is the great advantage of urban life.
You don't like it.
I don't like it. I tell you
straight. You don't like the color either.
Not even the color. Why don't they put up something that people, when they look at it, get delighted looking at it?
They all laughed at the Eiffel Tower. And look at
it. The Eiffel Tower,
and that became beautiful and useful.
The Eiffel Tower, I saw it. I was there in Paris. I was in Paris and I saw the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Looks like a tower. I like, my question is, what is this?
What do you think?
I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. I am disappointed. Very much disappointed.
What do you think it is?
What do I think it is? It's a steel monstrosity. One thing in its favor, it won't burn.